What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Tech Talk on the Leo podcast, where we explore the world of technology and innovation. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and in these episodes, we dive deep into the latest trends and advancements in the tech industry. In today's episode, we're diving into three stories that have been making headlines in the tech world. Our first story has to do with a celebration in Hong Kong of the Bored Ape Yacht Club collection of non-fungible tokens, which complained about eye problems and blamed the lighting used at the event. Our second story is about how the United States will launch an AI Safety Institute to evaluate known and emerging risks of so-called frontier artificial intelligence models. And for our third and final story, we'll be talking about the pulled over shortcut on your iPhone and how you can set it up all on your own for whenever you might get pulled over by a cop. Today is Monday, November 13th, and before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to invite you to join our Palomitas community at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. Your support not only helps me continue to produce new content, but also grants you bonus content. Now let's get right into today's three stories on Tech Talk on the Leo podcast. Our first story takes us to the buzzing world of NFTs, specifically the infamous Bored Ape Yacht Club, whose creator, Yuga Labs Incorporated, recently hosted Ape Fest in Hong Kong during November 3rd to the 5th, which included a brightly lit party. However, as it turns out, people experienced more than just a celebration. According to this Bloomberg article, there were multiple reports of people staying there who had eye burn issues, blaming the event's lighting. A spokesperson for Yuga Labs mentioned that they've been in touch with the 15 people, which apparently represent less than 1% of the attendees who faced these issues. One notable figure in the crypto community, Adrian Dunchik, even got diagnosed with photokeratitis over both eyes after attending and was prescribed steroid eye drops and eye lubricants. Adrian made a post on Twitter in hopes to encourage all his friends who are suffering now to go get their eyes checked because, like Adrian, they also most likely got their eyes burnt with UV light. Now that, folks, is a different type of dedication to your digital collectibles. For our second story, the United States is gearing up for a new initiative. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo announced the launch of an AI Safety Institute. This institute will evaluate the risks associated with frontier AI models. It looks like this will not be a solo mission. Raimondo is calling on academia and industry folks to join the consortium, stating that the private sector must step up. Raimondo also added that she would commit to the U.S. Institute establishing a formal partnership with the U.K. Safety Institute. This initiative under the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, will focus on setting standards for safety, security, and testing of AI models. It aims to address the potential risks and impacts of advanced AI, aligning with President Joe Biden's recent executive order requiring developers of AI systems that pose risks to U.S. national security, the economy, public health, or safety to share results of safety tests with the U.S. government in line with the Defense Production Act before they are released to the public. The order also directs agencies to set standards for that testing and address related chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and cybersecurity risks. Now for our third and final story of the day, we've got a tech tip that's making waves on social media. Have you ever heard of the pulled over iPhone feature? Well, this gem has been making waves all over TikTok recently, even though it's been around for a while. This shortcut initiates 18 different reactions at once, including turning on your front camera and audio when you say, "Hey Siri, I'm being pulled over." And just like that, it'll send your live location to a pre-approved contact, record from your front-facing camera with the brightness down to zero so it doesn't look like you're recording. It will pause any music that you had playing, send the recording to the same person that it told you're being pulled over, and at the same time, upload all of the videos to your iCloud Drive or your Dropbox of choice. It's like having your own tech-savvy guardian angel in your pocket, ensuring your safety during tricky situations with law enforcement. Apparently, this shortcut was created by Redditor Robert Peterson back in 2018, so if you're intrigued, you can find the I'm Getting Pulled Over shortcut by simply typing it into Google. Now, I will say it does require a bit of legwork on your end, so listen up for these quick 5 steps on what you need to do to set it up first. First, you have to make sure your iPhone is using at least iOS 12. Second, if you haven't already, download the Shortcuts app from the App Store. Third, on your iPhone, open the I'm Getting Pulled Over shortcut. Fourth, once you've downloaded the shortcut, set up a designated contact who you'd like to be alerted. And lastly, if you need to use the shortcut, simply say, "Siri, I'm getting pulled over," and your iPhone will start recording. And that's all for today on the Leo podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. If you did, please leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered, and I might just feature it on the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I'll see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.